And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 7 edition of the NEOSI High School Podcast Preview Show. Matt Lodi, site editor, joined by Tony Bogan of Cleveland.com and NEOSportsInsiders.com. It is Week 7 around the area, and of course, everybody in Northeast Ohio has Indians fever, but let's not forget a lot of great high school football action kicking off tonight on Thursday and, of course, Friday as well. Tony, good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
Doing really well. I'm excited for the Indians. I actually called a soccer game yesterday, believe it or not.
Wow, who was that you got to call?
Tri-T versus Mercyhurst Northeast. It was the first time I ever called a soccer game. I had a lot of, it was fun.
It is very different. I used to, back in the day, call Cleveland State soccer, so I know what that's all about, calling soccer, and, of course, way, way back in the day, used to get a chance every now and then to call the Cleveland Crunch/Force, so many, many moons ago, so I know what calling soccer is all about, but we're here today to talk, of course, about high school football in and around the area. We'll give you our lineup of games that we're going to have covered for you, 10 big games on our schedule, and we'll also go through all of the conferences as we do each and every week. But Tony, you're going to be out on Saturday afternoon as your Red Raiders of Shaker Heights get a chance to take on one of the powerhouses in Northeast Ohio, the Mentor Cardinals. And boy, oh boy, Shaker with a 20-0 lead last Thursday night. We did it from Ely Stadium in Elyria. And the Elyria Pioneers rallied all the way back for a big win against Shaker Heights. What's that going to do to Shaker Heights? And I know it's going to be awfully tough to rebound against Mentor this week.
What Shaker has to do is just play two halves of football. That's all it is. Just do what they did, and they got them out to a 3-1 record. Because the last game, the game against Medina, they fell down 60-0 and had to rally back. At this time, if they focus for the entire game, they should, at the very least, keep it close against Mentor. So I think that Mentor, with Mentor's offense, I think that Mentor should not really have too much difficulty with Shaker.
All right, let's go through our schedule here of our games we've got covered for you on NEOSI over the weekend. Vince McKee will be covering Berea Midpark at Olmsted Falls. That should be a good one. Olmsted Falls coming off the big win over Amherst. Ruben Rodriguez will see what undoubtedly will be a blowout as Lakewood will take on Avon, the Eagles undefeated. Patrick Kennedy will watch North Olmsted and North Ridgeville. Darren Anders, another big week last week as they beat Lakewood. It'll be Jerry Sharp taking in those Pioneers of Elyria we just talked about as they will take on the Blue Devils of Brunswick. That game is out in Brunswick. Eli Mooneyham will be taking in Glen Oak and San Ignatius. The Wildcats should roll in that one. Josh Jeffy will take in Aurora and Highland for Sports on Tap. A good battle there. We've got Dave Alleygood watching Lutheran West at Brooklyn as the Hurricanes try to get back on track. Gabby Ortiz will be taking in the Grizzlies of Wadsworth as they're undefeated. They'll be taking on North Royalton. Michael Rogers, undoubtedly the game of the week, as he will be in Black River to watch Buckeye and Black River, both teams at 6-0. We'll talk about that one a little bit later on. Should be a tremendous matchup in Sullivan. And finally, Dale Witten will take in Solon and Euclid, another good matchup. All right, let's start our talk here about high school football in the area in the Great Lakes Conference. Last week, I got a chance to watch Rocky River and Bay, and this game on paper looked like a complete blowout as Bay won the game 35-3. But let me tell you this, Rocky River was only down by 4 going into the fourth quarter of that game at 7-3. Bay scored 4 times in the fourth quarter, including a pick 6 to really wrap it up. It was a very windy and cool night out in Bay. What a great atmosphere for homecoming for the Bay Rockets. And they are undefeated. And it looks like, Tony, they're going to run away with this Great Lakes Conference. Valley Forge is still 2-0 in the conference at 3-3. Rocky River now falls to 3-3. Parma's 3-3, but they're 1-2 in conference play. Normandy is 3-3, but they're 0-3 in conference play. And then you have both Holy Name and EC. Holy Name winning the conference last year, at least co-winners of the conference. They're 2-4, and EC is 2-4.
Yeah, I believe that Elyria Catholic is going to possibly beat Holy Name this week, and Bay is going to definitely be the favorite to win the conference. This next game for Valley Forge, they're going to look to bounce back against Rocky River because they lost 40-9 against Garfield Heights last week.
Yeah, and you know what's going to be interesting is, can Rocky River rebound, number one, and number two, can they stop the young running back from Valley Forge, Mike Pappas, who's already had a couple of 200-yard games this year? That will be interesting to see if they can do so. I think they got a good chance against the Patriots. You mentioned the schedule this week, Normandy at Bay, Valley Forge at Rocky River, Elyria Catholic at Holy Name, and then you've got Parma taking on University School. Greater Cleveland Conference, Solon over Brunswick a week ago. You had Euclid over Strongsville, 38-30. Men are all over Medina, 49-14. And we mentioned Elyria with their three-point win over Shaker Heights, 31-28. Euclid is 5-1, 3-0 in conference play. Solon is 5-1, 3-0 in conference play. And Menor is 5-1, 3-0 in conference play. So it looks to me, Tony, like Euclid, Solon, and Menor, that's going to be a three-team race down the stretch. And we mentioned it earlier, Dale Witten with that huge matchup this week, Solon at Euclid. Who do you like in that one?
I have to say that Euclid's got the speed and Solon's a bit of a young team, but I'm going to have to say that with Solon traveling to Euclid, I have to say Euclid is favored. And this is not only a big game based on conference play, but also Region 1 playoff play. And Solon is 7th and Euclid is in 9th. And it's basically a 9-team race for 8 spots in Division 1, Region 1.
All right, we mentioned Brunswick, and Jerry Sharp will be covering them this week. They're 1-2 in conference play, 3-3 overall. We mentioned Shaker Heights as well, 3-3 overall, 0-3 in conference play. Medina's 2-4, Strongsville's 2-4, and Elyria getting their first win last week, a big win for the Pioneers. They are 1-5 this week. Elyria in Brunswick, Solon in Euclid, Menor in Shaker Heights on Saturday, and Strongsville will be playing at Medina. Let's jump to the Lake Erie League, where right now Bedford, the Bearcats, look like one of the three teams that are 5-1, but they look to me like the class of the division. Warrensville Heights is 5-1. Lorraine is 5-1. This week, a big game. Bedford will take on Cleveland Heights, but Cleveland Heights at 1-5. That should be all Bearcats. Warrensville Heights at Lorraine. That's the big matchup of the week, Tony. Can Dave McFarland and those Titans of Lorraine take care of business against the Tigers at home?
Yeah, because Lorraine's doing well, but I wouldn't sleep on Warrensville Heights. They're in 12th place in Division 4, Region 14. And for them, this will be big as the winner will move to 2-0 in the LEL. And if Warrensville Heights is to somehow pull off the upset, it could mean a lot of computer points.
Right now, Bedford at Cleveland Heights, we mentioned Warrensville Heights at Lorraine and Shaw Maple Heights. Those games will all be this week in Week 7 action. Let's try the North Coast League, the Blue Division. Boy, the Padua Bruins, Eli Mooneyham, seen them the last 2 weeks, and they have been dominant this year. They were all over Welsh Jesuit last week, 38-10. They will take on Archbishop Hoban in a huge game this week. Padua 6-0, Archbishop Hoban 5-1. Does Padua finally take a loss this week, Tony?
I think that this game for sure is definitely going to be one of the games of the week, but I think that Padua will take their first loss. Hogan has bounced back from losing the first game against St. Ignatius, and they're just on a roll right now, and they won the Holy War a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they did.
I think they're a close one.
Yep, that's going to be a fun game. Padua at Archbishop Hoban. Benedictine is 5-1. They're in action against Lake Catholic. Lake Catholic is 3-3. NDCL, don't fall asleep on them. They're 5-1, and they've got Walsh Jesuit 2-4 this week. The Lions, can they get to 6-1 this week, Tony?
I believe so. This will be a big game for them as they currently sit tied in 7th place in Division 3, Region 9. So they need to pick up the win to where the opportunity lies, because if they had a tough loss against Benedictine last week.
All right, let's jump over to the North Coast League, the White Division first. Trinity over Warren JFK, 31-20 a week ago. You got VASJ 42, St. Thomas Aquinas 7, and Cleveland Central Catholic a winner, 34-6 over Lutheran East. Right now, Trinity and Warren JFK are both 3-3, though Trinity has the 1-0 mark in the division play. Warren JFK at 0-1. VASJ at 2-4, and then you've got St. Thomas Aquinas at 1-5, and Cleveland Central Catholic is yet to play a divisional game, but that'll change this week as they're in action against St. Thomas Aquinas. This week, Trinity at VASJ should be an interesting game. Warren JFK takes on a team out of Ontario, Royal Imperial College. You know anything about them, Tony?
I know nothing about them, but what I do know is that Cleveland Catholic, even at 2-4, is currently sitting in ninth place right now after the big win against Lutheran East. They could possibly get a playoff spot if things go right the rest of the way, because if they beat St. Thomas Aquinas, they will be 2-0. If Trinity beats BASJ, you'll have two teams at 2-0. So even with the record being not probably what Queen Central Catholic would like it to be, the fact that they're still in the playoff contention speaks a lot of volume. And if they win out the rest of the way, they should definitely get in the playoff.
All right, the PAC, the Stars division first. Black River over Keystone, 48-14. Buckeye over Wellington, 50-0. The Dukes still haven't won a game. Firelands over Brookside, 47-0. You got three 6-0 teams there. Black River, Buckeye, Firelands. We talked a little while ago. Michael Rogers will be out there for us tomorrow night on Friday watching Buckeye and Black River. Who do you like in this one?
I have to say Black River. In my mind, it's the running game against the good offensive Buckeye. I think Black River's running game will win out in the game this week.
Firelands this week will play at Wellington. That should be a blowout. And Keystone will take on Brookside. Keystone is at 2-4, 0-1 in division play, and Brookside is at 1-5. Let's go to the Stripes division. Columbia 19, Lutheran West 14 a week ago. Clearview 52-14 over Oberlin, who are 1-5. And Fairview shut out Brooklyn 30-0. Clearview and Columbia, those are the top two teams, and they play each other this week. The Clippers at 5-1, the Raiders at 4-2. Who do you like in the Clippers and Raiders battle?
I'm going to go with Clearview. This is a big game for them. They're currently in 11th in Division 4, Region 14. If they could get a big win over Columbia, it would definitely help them down the stretch. And I wouldn't forget about Fairview. I know they just picked up their first win, and they travel to Oberlin, and they'll probably win that game and improve to 2-0 in conference. Lutheran West is probably going to be looking to bounce back against Brooklyn. They very nearly beat Columbia.
Well, again, all great games when you talk about these teams in this division. Should be fun this week. You know, the one thing, though, that you've got to look over is the fact that Columbia does not have their big running back injured and out for the year. So that's going to put a big hindrance on Jason Ward and company to get the job done against the Clippers this upcoming week. All right, Senate Athletic League right now, Rhodes at 4-2, Glenville 3-3. Everybody else other than East Tech is also 3-3. Everybody else has either won one, two, or no game so far. Cleveland JFK is 2-4. John Hay is 2-4. John Marshall, John Adams, Whitney Young all at 1-5, and Collinwood and Lincoln West are at 0-6. This week, Rhodes at 4-2 will take on John Hay. So 4-2 against 2-4. Cleveland JFK will take on Glenville. So 2-4 against 3-3. And then finally, some teams are going to get a win this week. John Marshall will take on East Tech. You've got Lincoln West and Whitney Young, and you've got John Adams and Collinwood. Anything out of the Senate League has your interest right now, Tony?
Yes, the fact that the top three teams are 3-0, and the way things are going, all three of the top three in Glenville, East Tech, and Rhodes could potentially move to 4-0, and East Tech is basically 1 point away from being 4-2 right now. Both say Glenville is in 12th, and East Tech is in 14th in Division 3, Region 9, so East Tech is probably going to need to rack up as many wins as possible, as is Rhodes, because they're in 12th, and they are in a very, very distant 12th in Region 1.
Okay, we move on to the Southwestern Conference. Always a great conference to look at. We talked about the Eagles of Avon. We'll see them again this week. They beat North Ridgeville 24-7. They are 6-0 on the season. Midview 5-1. The only loss for the Middies was against Avon. Olmsted Falls at 5-1. Big win over Amherst last week. You got Amherst now at 4-2. Avon Lake 4-2. And North Olmsted 4-2. Berea and Mid Park 3-3. Westlake, North Ridgeville, Lakewood all at 0-6. This week's schedule, Amherst at Avon Lake. 4-2 against 4-2 should be a good one. Westlake at Midview, 0-5 against 5-1. Lakewood at Avon, that will be a blowout. We talked about it a while ago. North Ridgeville and North Olmsted in battle. North Ridgeville has not won a game either. And Berea Mid Park at Olmsted Falls. Berea Mid Park at 3-3. Olmsted Falls at 5-1. So you got to probably give the nod, I would guess, to the Bulldogs there. Anybody stopping Avon right now, Tony? I don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening either. I think Avon will probably run the table. One of the big games I'm looking at is Steele and Avon Lake. Steele is in ninth place in Region 6 right now and definitely needs to win the rest of the way. I think the loser of Steele and Avon Lake will more than likely be eliminated from playoff contention. This will be a big game for both teams.
The Suburban League, the American Division first. Barberton beat Aurora last week 34-7. Highland over Greens by a touchdown 14-7. Talmadge over Kent Roosevelt 38-8. And Copley all over Revere 52-41. Barberton is at 6-0. Highland is at 6-0. Aurora plays Highland this week 2-4 against 6-0. And Barberton takes on Independent St. Vincent St. Mary. Does Barberton trip up here?
I think that it will be a very close game between the two schools, but I think Barberton's offense should roll. They should roll over St. Vincent St. Mary this week.
You look at the rest of the conference. Talmadge is at 4-2. Aurora is at 2-4. Copley Revere both at 2-3, and Kent Roosevelt is at 1-5. All right, Suburban League National Division. We've talked about the Wadsworth Grizzlies. They head to North Royalton this week to take on the 3-3 North Royalton team. Wadsworth 6-0, 3-0 in the division. Hudson is at 5-1. Hudson took out North Royalton 44-21 a week ago. Wadsworth North Royalton this week. Cuyahoga Falls will take on Hudson. Twinsburg at Stowe Monroe Falls, and Nordonia is in Brecksville to play the Bees. Nordonia is 0-6, by the way. Cuyahoga Falls and Hudson, that also should be a blowout. Cuyahoga Falls is at 0-6. Everything stay true here? Wadsworth, Hudson, and Stowe Monroe Falls, I assume?
Yep. And Brecksville Broadview Heights is also in the playoff picture. They may not be in the division picture, but they're sitting in eighth place in Region 5 right now in Division 2. They host Nordonia, but they've definitely got a tough schedule ahead the rest of the way.
Yeah, they always do with that tough division. We move over to the Western Reserve Conference, where Mayfield defeated Kenston 38-12 last week. Chardon beat Madison 14-6. It was Brush putting up 54 points on Willoughby South. How about the year for the Arcs? They're 5-1, and it was Eastlake North over Painesville Riverside 26-20. How about a job by the Brush Arcs? They're 5-1. This is a school and an organization that's had a lot of problems over the last couple of years, but they're really playing well this year.
They have played very impressively. Godwin Joe is a great quarterback. He's basically been putting up fantasy numbers. He's throwing the ball really well, and it should continue against Eastlake North and the Willoughby Falcons to play against Sharon. And if those two teams win this week, it'll set up a matchup that could potentially be for the Western Reserve Conference.
Yeah, Chardon again this week will take on Willoughby South, who are 1-5, so they should roll. Brush will take on Eastlake North. They're 2-4. That game is at Eastlake North, though. Mayfield and Madison and Kenston will take on Riverside. We move along here on the podcast show. The Independents, Lutheran East, losing to Cleveland Central Catholic 34-6. It was Iggy all over Football North out of Ontario 38-7. SVSM over Akron North 35-0. It was St. Ed's over Naperville Central. They're out of Illinois 34-24. It was Gilmore losing to University School 28-6. Massillon Washington over Austintown Fitch 38-28. Western Reserve 41, Lowville nothing. And Garfield Heights with a 40-9 win over Valley Forge. Iggy and Ed's both at 6-0. SVSM and Lutheran East, Western Reserve Academy, and Massillon Washington all at 5-1. Gilmore and University School at 4-2. And Garfield Heights at 2-4. A lot of games on Saturday this week, Tony, but Iggy and Ed's are rolling towards their usual showdown here in a couple of weeks.
They've just been playing good ball over the course of the season. Ignatius was down there against Euclid in week 3, but they still came back and won that game. And St. Ed's is, they're playing really well, especially with their offense, especially with running back by the name of Jordan Castleberry, who's been really playing good for them.
All right, we move on to the Portage Trails Conference, the county division. Crestwood and Mogador was canceled last week due to a lack of players for Crestwood. You've got Rootstown 51-20 over Southeast and Youngstown Valley Christian over Garrettsville Garfield 37-34. Rootstown and Mogador both undefeated. Rootstown 6-0. Mogador, because they didn't play last week, are 5-0. Southeast is 4-2. Garrettsville Garfield's 4-2. Youngstown Valley Christian's at 3-3. And Crestwood is at 1-4. Rootstown this week will take on Youngstown Valley Christian. So they're at home. It's 3-3 against 6-0. Garrettsville Garfield will take on Crestwood. I guess Crestwood is going to play this week. And Mogador will take on Southeast. That's a good game. 5-0 against 4-2.
Youngstown Valley Christian, they had the offense working in a double overtime thriller against Garfield. And from what I had heard, and don't quote me on this, is that the Garfield game against Crestwood was canceled this week, so those teams won't be playing. But Mondador will be back in action against Southeast.
All right, we'll make sure we check on that. Let's move over to the Metro Division of the Portage Trails Conference, where right now Woodridge and Coventry are both at 5-1. Streetsboro's at 3-3. Akron Springfield's 3-3. Norton Ravenna both at 2-4. Cloverleaf 1-5. And Field is at 0-6. Field will be at home for Woodridge this week, so Woodridge should roll there. You got Coventry in action against Streetsboro. Good game, 3-3, taking on a 5-1 team. Ravenna will take on Norton. Akron Springfield will take on Cloverleaf. I assume Woodridge and Coventry, they're headed for a showdown here, Tony.
I believe so. Coventry's definitely playing really well for the first time in a long time. And Woodridge has Mason Lydic, who just continues to light it up on offense. I think that Woodridge and Coventry should win fairly easy.
All right, let's wrap things up on our podcast show with the Akron City Series. Akron East, 31-0 over Firestone last week. Canton Central Catholic, 48-7 over Ellett. Buchtel, 60-0 over Garfield. Kenmore Garfield, rather. And SVSM, we mentioned, defeated North, 35-0. Akron East is at 5-1. Buchtel at 3-3. Ellett's 2-3. Firestone 2-4, and Kenmore Garfield and North are both at 0-6. You've got Ellett taking on Akron East this week. So, again, it looks like Akron East is heading towards a division title right now.
Even so, Akron East has a potential trap game against Buchtel, and if Buchtel does host Cardinal Mooney, and East will travel to Ellett, that'll happen in the next couple weeks. So East would be favored to win the ACS, but nothing's been shown yet.
Okay, we go over to finally to the Chagrin Valley Conference, Chagrin Division. Perry 6-0, Orange 5-1, West Geauga 3-3, Beechwood 3-3, Wycliffe 3-3, Geneva's 2-4, and Chagrin Falls and Harvey are both at 1-5. This week it's Harvey at Wycliffe, Orange at West Geauga, Geneva at Perry, and Chagrin Falls will be at Beechwood. Perry right now taking on a Geneva team that's 2-4. I expect the Pirates to get to 7-0.
Yeah, Geneva's got definitely a tall task against Perry, who's averaged 55 points per game. And Orange and West Geauga will definitely be a big one. And Orange is 11th in Region 13, or 14, sorry. And they need to, it's a must-win for them, as is for West Geauga, who's looking to rebound and get over 500 after starting 0-3.
Yeah, again, as you're talking about some of these games, again, remember this week will be very different weather-wise. We had a very windy, cold, kind of a chilly week last week. I think this week is going to be a lot different. I think you're going to get some offenses back on track this week. We wrap things up again in the Valley Division, where Kirtland is 6-0, Cuyahoga Heights is 5-0, Independence is 2-4, and everybody else is under 500. Cardinals at 2-4. Berkshire, Richmond Heights, Hawken, and Fairport Harding are all 1-5. Kirtland at Cardinal this week, and you got Fairport Harding and Cuyahoga Heights. Kirtland and Cuyahoga Heights should both still be undefeated when we talk a week from now.
Yeah, I think the status quo will be maintained. Kirtland, Cuyahoga Heights, and Independence should all hold fairly easily.
And finally, the standings for the Federal League. Massillon Jackson 6-0, Kent McKinley 6-0, Massillon Perry 5-1, Geneva Glen Oak Hoover all 2-4, and Uniontown Lake 1-5. It is Canton McKinley at Massillon Jackson this week. Both teams 3-0 in division play, and both teams 6-0. I don't know. Who do you like, Canton McKinley?
I like McKinley. The winner will basically lock up a playoff spot in Region 1. And Perry, this is a big game against Green, as they're 8th in Region 1. Every game is a must-win from here on in for them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, that's going to wrap up a very busy week again of high school football here on NEOSI. Again, we've got all kinds of games covering to you tomorrow night, Friday night to be covered. Berea at Olmsted Falls. You got Lakewood Avon, North Olmsted, North Ridgeville, Elyria, Brunswick, Glen Oak, Edigie on Saturday, Aurora at Highland, Lutheran West at Brooklyn, Wadsworth, North Royalton, Buckeye, Black River, Solon, Euclid, and don't forget about Tony on Saturday taking in Menor and Shaker Heights. All right, until next week, for Tony Bogan, I'm Matt Lodi. Have a great week, everybody, of high school football action, and join us next week for week number 8 already, hard to believe, of the NEOSI High School Football Podcast Preview Show right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com.